and the Jakaya Kikwete Cardiac Institute, JKCI, who came for a five-day surgical mission at the National Heart Hospital in Lusaka, have successfully performed seven open-heart life-saving surgeries on children with rheumatic heart diseases. Zenith reports that Israel's pediatric intensivist in cardiology, Luara Kalembe, says this was the first mission in Zambia which focused on treating children's rheumatic heart disease through mitral valve repair and replacement. Dr. Luara added that throughout the mission, the medical team was supported by an outstanding group of 22 Zambian nurses, including 10 who were trained in JKCI.
News 360.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to building an inclusive digital economy as part of its broader strategy to harness the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, for national development. Zenith reports that speaking at the official opening of the Digital Inclusion Policy Dialogue in Lusaka, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary Lilian Walia said digital transformation represents a defining moment for Zambia's economic future and stressed the urgency of ensuring that no one, especially women, youth, persons with disabilities and small-scale traders, is left behind. The dialogue, supported by Global Affairs Canada through the Facilitating Inclusive, Resilient and Sustainable Trade First project, brought together government policymakers, private sector leaders, civil society organizations and trade representatives to shape policies aimed at inclusive digital growth.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
More than 100 aid agencies have warned that mass starvation is spreading in Gaza, leaving civilians as well as humanitarian workers themselves struggling to survive. Israel has acknowledged a significant drop in supplies reaching Gazans, but denies there's a famine. The United States and Japan have struck a trade deal under which Donald Trump has significantly cut his threatened 25% import tax on Japanese goods. The agreement brings relief to Japan's car industry.
News 360. Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 22.16 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 31.24 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27.7 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1.32 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Venus Williams became the second oldest woman to win a WTA Tour-level singles match by beating Peyton Stearns at the Washington Open. 45-year-old Williams overcame world number 35 and fellow American Stearns, who is 22 years her junior, 6-3, 6-4 in the first round. Williams is the oldest woman to win a singles match on tour since Martina Navratilova at the age of 47 in 2004. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 9 degrees and sunset is expected at 17:54. A recap of the headlines. Israel-Tanzania medical teams conduct seven open-heart surgeries in Zambia and government reaffirms commitment towards building an inclusive digital economy. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Hey Zambia! Introducing the stylish new Windhoek beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Windhoek beer look on radio. Because you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding. With that same great Windhoek beer taste you love. Get one in your hands today. Windhoek, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Lusaka is number one hit station.
I love, love, love.
96.5 Rock FM. Rock FM. Rock FM Lusaka. Lusaka.